Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, now twice on Radio MD every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. each week. We discuss at that time the most important issues for you so you can take control of your and your family's health. Plus, of course, we have top guests just like this week, David Ludwig, MD, PhD, the author of the brilliant book, Always Hungry, Conquer Cravings, Retrain Your Fat Cells and Lose Weight Permanently. We'll challenge him on some of what's in the book. But nonetheless, he is a brilliant and wonderful author. He also wrote the editorial on the American Medical Association, our Bible, if you will, of those of us in medicine. It's a great journal. Lifespan Weighed Down by Diet was his editorial this week. A brilliant work as well. So he is a brilliant doc. We will have the other top guests, of course, and the top environmental reports that affect your health in What's Toxic and What's Not with Gary Ginsberg in the second hour. But the first hour on 34 terrestrial stations, as well as you can always hear us at RadioMD.com, we're going to start out with our Wellness Foreplay session this week. That's F-O-R-E-P-L-A-Y. We'll have a Wellness Foreplay a little bit. Actually, I should do the Wellness Foreplay. It's using impotent mosquitoes in the battle over Zika, and will they work? We'll come back to that later on. But we'll start out with a group that's suing to force the FDA to act on chemicals in food. And we'll tell you that right after we tell you how to get in touch with us. You want to talk to us? You can talk to us at 844, it's toll free, 844-305-7800. Talk to Ben, who will answer the phone, Ben, our engineer, 844-305-7800. Or you can email us, that's talking to us via the email, at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com. The group that's suing the FDA is suing over perchlorate. Now you say, what the heck is perchlorate? Well, it's in food packaging. The National Resources Defense Council and Center for Food Safety, which is two groups that get together frequently, but they're very different groups. The Center for Food Safety and the Public Interest, in fact, won the recent suit against Coke on vitamin water and its misleading advertising. But in any case, this is the Center for Food is joint resources with the National Resources Defense Council to sue the FDA to ban perchlorate in food packaging. Now, what is, and by the way, in addition to that, it's the Breast Cancer Fund, the Center for Environmental Health, the Center for the Environmental Working Group all joined. Perchlorate impairs hormone production, which is critical to brain development, and poses a health threat, particularly to unborn fetuses, so the moms who are using food wrapped in this during pregnancy. And there's enough evidence that the FDA should ban it. So why is it still used there? Well, it's, by the way, it's used primarily as a rocket fuel, but there's no reason for it. Banning perchlorate should be a no-brainer, the co-founder and president of the Environmental Working Group, Ken Cook, said, because it's a threat to human health and particularly fetal development, and it's not needed. It's part of, if you will, the packaging that is used in plastic packaging, but it shouldn't be used at all, according to this suit. So that's one of the things we have talked about, and we will keep following for you. And I thank our producer, Donna, for sending that article in. We have some wonderful questions, by the way, that are posed to us by listeners. So some of you have posed questions, and you can send them to us all the time at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com, udocs, at gmail.com. That's what Mehmet and I were called, so we have that show, udocs, at gmail.com. We were called the udocs. And there are two absolutely brilliant questions that you've asked that we'll cover in the second hour, as well as some questions for Gary Ginsberg on lumber liquidators. Someone bought a lot of wood from lumber liquidators when it was still using formaldehyde in the wood from China. It stopped doing that now since it was sued in the United States. Apparently, lawyers are having a good effect on health. But in any case, we'll talk about the questions on how dangerous is it to keep that wood versus pulling it out and putting in new wood in your flooring, and we'll talk specifically with Gary Ginsberg about that. You also heard, we'll also talk about the avoiding fat. That's right. This article from NIH said cutting dietary fat reduces body fat more than cutting carbs. We're going to challenge David Ludwig with that study, as well as ask him a little more about it and why it has this beneficial effect, and why, whether that has any reality that it should keep having this effect. That is, an NIH study finds cutting dietary fat reduces body fat more than cutting carbs does. So avoiding fat in your diet, especially unhealthy fat, may be good for you. That's another story we'll come up, speaks to that too. There's also a story this week on no sleep accumulation causes you, that is, lack of sleep, causes you to accumulate brain poop and hinders your brain's functioning. We'll talk about that after the break, as well as exercise during pregnancy leads to exercise-loving offspring. I love this. They did this in mice, where they got the mouse mother to exercise during pregnancy or not, and the mouse mothers who exercised during pregnancy had mouse pups who loved to exercise, and it wasn't watching them. They separated them so they weren't seeing the mother exercise. They weren't emulating that behavior, but somehow it changed the genes to get them to exercise. My favorite story of the week. I think that's my favorite rather than the impotent mosquitoes. The impotent mosquitoes have been tried on the West Nile virus and the dengue virus in Dominican Republic. Seemed to work well there. It was funded by the Gates Foundation. They then tried it in Key West, and I don't think it worked there. So I don't know what's happening, but essentially these are males that are changed, not irradiated, but are changed genetically, so they can't, their offspring don't propagate, and they mate normally, apparently. They must have a pheromone difference, but the female doesn't sense it, apparently. It mates with these guys, and nothing happens from a standpoint of pregnancy, which means you can't keep propagating the mosquitoes, which means less transmission. But contrary to that, there's a debate. They have not found the mosquito. They think they did. Remember, they thought they did find the mosquito that was the cause of spreading Zika. They thought it was the Aedes aegypti and the Aedes, the other Aedes brand, but they have not been able to tie it down to being the Aedes mosquito. And so there is new information, if you will. We don't know the cause of this, but obviously Zika is that virus that was associated with microencephalopathy in Brazil. It's thought it does so. And I was asked the question by one of you, Alora, would I go to Brazil for the Olympics? The answer is no. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD, where we want you to stay well. And we'll tackle the second of those issues, fat and weight loss. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Fact: all probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and Natron is the only brand that cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. The reasons why this makes Natron's Healthy Trinity the world's best triple-strain probiotic are endless, so we let our satisfied customers do the talking.
Hi, I'm Shirley from Lomita, California. I heard a commercial on the radio about Natron Healthy Trinity, so I called. Before that, I had gone to 3 gastroenterologists and nothing helped me. As soon as I tried Natron Healthy Trinity, everything changed, and within 2 weeks, I experienced complete relief. I'm so pleased with your product, and I'll be taking it the rest of my life. Thank you so much.
For a limited time, you can try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days. Plus, the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. So call toll-free right now. 1-866-4-NATREN. That's 1-866-4-NATREN. Or visit natron.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. That's natron.com, promo code RADIOMD.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. Welcome to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Welcome back, I hope, to You, the Owner's Manual Show. At the bottom of the hour, David Ludwig, MD, PhD, a pediatric endocrinologist at Boston Children's Hospital, is going to be our guest for his wonderful book, Always Hungry. Always Hungry. Overeating doesn't make you fat. The process of getting fat makes you overeat. And the key will be to focus on your fat cell. and getting your fat cells to behave. We'll talk to him about that and the keys to this diet at the bottom of this hour. And we'll also challenge him. There's data, of course, NIH study this week's found cutting dietary fat reduces body fat more than cutting carbs does. How do all these studies relate to it? And why are people so confused? Well, that's obvious. They're confused because the issue is confused in science and everyone's saying something different. Used to think, as Muriel said, and says in an email to me now, used to think science was exact. Not anymore. Could drive one nuts, the differences. And the good news is it should drive you two nuts, Muriel, because everyone believes nuts are healthy, and I know it does you. One of the great stories this week is the no sleep accumulation. No sleep or lack of sleep causes the brain to have inflammation, causes a lack of clearing of brain poop during the evening. This was a very interesting study. It was a follow-up of a study done in mice and then in rats, where they looked at the brain lymphatics. This is a very unusual system. Apparently, your brain cells shrink when you sleep. That opens up the passages between the brain cells to get rid of the waste product. And they open up progressively more the more you sleep. I don't know whether this is just because you're getting rid of fluid and you're relatively dehydrated, but it's a process that works relatively well to decrease inflammation. They followed these people, their connections in their brain in people who were insomniacs. And they found that on the right side of their brain, they weren't getting the openings that they did when they slept well, and that caused a decrease in connections in the emotional tracts, those tracts in the brain that we're able to identify as associated with emotion. So this study said it's no problem to understand why a lack of sleep is causing emotional problems. It's causing it because it's causing inflammation in the brain. If that's true, then insomniacs should get brain rot or dysfunction or memory problems long before those who sleep well, and that is true. So it's consistent with that. So the problem, you don't clear your brain poop when you're, not sleeping well, and not clearing the brain poop is associated with extra brain inflammation. By the way, if you want to call in and talk to our guest, David Ludwig, at the bottom of the hour, he'll start and we'll do a little segment without questions, and then we'll add you in. 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800, or you can email us at udocs, UDOCS, at gmail.com, UDOCS, at gmail.com. Some of you already have, in anticipation, to give me some questions to ask. We will ask some of those, but let me go to another one of our news stories of the week now. Otherwise, we'll never get everything covered. And I talked to you already about the exercise during pregnancy in the mouse pups. Exercise during pregnancy in the mouse mothers led their pups, when they reached adolescence, to love exercise much more than the pups from the mothers who didn't exercise during pregnancy. If you were listen to the news at the top of the hour, Radio MD News often gives some medical news, but this one was an important one that I want to measure. If you lose a family member, especially if you lose one before the age of 60, and if you lose them unexpectedly, you have a more than doubling in your risk of atrial fibrillation compared to those people who don't lose a suddenly or before age 60. That is, losing a mate from a long illness or after age 60, you apparently adjust to it much better from a heart standpoint. That is, your heart actually has more arrhythmias. We always know that when you lose a mate, it increases your risk of dying as though you are about 8 years older. And so some of this may be some of this aging that occurs suddenly that ablates over time. So over 2 years, you get rid of that increased aging from the loss of a mate. But if you lose a mate, you're equivalent of 8 years older, and the more suddenly you lose the mate, apparently the more that this is related to abnormal heartbeats and atrial fibrillation. The biochemical mechanism, we don't know, but it's thought related to your vagus nerve. And in the second hour today, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. In the second hour today, we'll talk about the vagus nerve. It's the exact opposite of Las Vegas. What happens to your vagus nerve doesn't stay with your vagus nerve. It gets spread, such as being spread to your heart and increasing heart arrhythmias. The next article is a interesting study because it's a whey protein. Whey is in milk products. Whey is one of the two major proteins, and this was a study of just a few participants, 17 participants who consumed 42 grams of whey gross protein for breakfast in the second of the diets. It's a randomized diet study. 16 consumed 42 grams of non-whey protein, and in the control diet, 15 participants had a diet high in straight carbohydrates and lower in protein. Turns out that the whey protein group, that is the group that had the high protein consuming of whey protein, and they ate diets in a very interesting way. They had their highest consumption at breakfast, had a smaller lunch, and a smallest dinner. And you can tell the study wasn't done in the United States because we don't do that, but this is a important study. So it had 48 people in it. It was done in, I think it was Sweden or one of the Nordic countries, I'm not sure right now. But in any case, what they found was that those who had the whey protein diet had less weight gain, had less hunger, and had a lower insulin level, important for controlling, meaning they didn't need to have a higher insulin level because they had lower post-eating blood sugar levels. All of those are important, and health implication indicates then that whey may be a healthy protein. Contrary to that, and I want to give you the pro and the con, contrary to that, in the China study, excessive whey protein over time was associated with the development of cancer. That's an association study, not as rigorous as this study, but this was a short-term study. When we come back, we're going to get to talk to David Ludwig, the professional MD, PhD, who has written the book Always Hungry, a great book, and a great scientist who talked to us about conquering cravings and retaining fat cells.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich, no. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
You listen when your body says, I'm tired, or I'm hungry. Are you listening? Would you listen if your body said, I have pain and pressure in my abdomen. I feel bloated for no good reason. Or, I get too full too fast. I'm spotting, but I've already gone through menopause. Or, I have to go to the bathroom more often and more urgently than usual. These can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, uterine, vaginal, and vulvar cancers. Symptoms aren't the same for everyone. If your body says something may be wrong, please listen, learn the symptoms, and get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We brought back, after 7 years, it took him that long to get us to get back with him. We would have loved him earlier. David Ludwig, who's the... I think you're the chief of pediatric endocrinology at Boston Children's, as well as...
No, don't say that. My boss won't like it. I'm an endocrinologist at Boston Children's.
Ah, so you're not chief there.
I'm not chief, no, and I don't want the administrative responsibilities. I'd rather be doing research.
And he is an outstanding physician. I should tell him, in the interest of fair play, my son is a pediatric endocrinologist at CHOP, Children's Hospital, Philadelphia, but does vitamin D stuff. In any case, David has written, I think it was about 7 years ago, wrote a number one New York Times bestseller, and it's very tough to be number one. And has followed it up with this book, which relates a lot of his science, what he's developed in science, and he is the top of the world in science, so we have to respect and wonder and with awe on that. But he's talked about always hungry. And one of the keys on the front cover, and probably I've never heard this before, is retrain your fat cells. So one of the keys in beating back hunger is to retrain your fat cells. David, thanks for being on the show. And tell me, how do we retrain our fat cells?
Well, thanks for the kind introduction. Great to be back with you, Mike. You know, the conventional approach to weight control is based on calorie balance, right? Which is a law of physics, and that law of physics is true. It applies very well to inanimate objects, but humans are dynamic biological systems. So when we eat less and move more, which is the mantra we've been told for decades, sure, we'll lose weight. But what happens? The body fights back. First, we get hungry, and hunger isn't a passing feeling. It's a primal biological signal that the body needs fuel. And very few people can ignore it, but if you try to, the body will fight back even harder. It's got lots of tricks. It'll put you into starvation mode with rising stress hormones and falling metabolic rate. Now, that combination of rising hunger and falling metabolic rate is a recipe for failure. Very few people can keep weight off, the research shows, just by cutting calories. So what's going on, and why are people getting heavier and heavier? I think we've had it in reverse. It's overeating doesn't make you fat. The process of getting fat makes you overeat. And that might sound a little surprising, but you know, there's been a century of research to suggest that body weight is more about biology. Something has triggered our fat cells to suck in too many calories, leaving too few for the rest of the body. That's why we get hungry. That's why our metabolism slows down. And the most likely culprit is all of the processed carbohydrates that have snuck into our diet over the low-fat craze years. They raise insulin. Insulin is the ultimate fat cell fertilizer. That's endocrinology 101. Your son would know it well. And all that insulin is programming our fat cells to go on calorie storage overdrive. When that happens, attempts to cut back calories just make that situation worse. So we have to retrain the fat cells, calm down those fat cells by lowering insulin, calming chronic inflammation. The fat cells open up, they release their calories back into the body. You feel good. Your brain says, wow, that's great. Hunger decreases, metabolism speeds up, and you lose weight with your body's cooperation.
Now, one of the things you make a point of in discussing different fats is that different fats have different effects. And so you talk about the difference between saturated fats and monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats in the diet. So tell us a little bit about that. I know I read it, so tell us, and I know it's in the book, so I'm asking you to tell the listeners. And by the way, this is a book that is just crammed full of both wonderful information, but it's also in a real easy way to understand it. So you've done a great job in the book, David. So I appreciate it for the rest of us, if you will, for our patients. This is as good a book as it gets on diet and the physiology of it, because the physiology is not simple, and you do a marvelous job. But tell us about what you've concluded about the different fats.
Okay. Well, first off, so the program in the book, the Always Hungry program, we call it actually the Always Hungry Solution, is a much higher fat diet. The first 2 weeks is 50% fat, 25% carbohydrate and protein, 25% protein. That high fat diet is the easiest way to get rid of the processed carbs, calm down your fat cells. We call it a boot camp for your fat cells, but not for you, because the idea is to eat as much as you want. Cutting back calories, making yourself hungry, you know, is not going to get you there over the long term. And then we transition to 40% fat, which is sort of kind of like a Mediterranean diet, sort of like America ate in the 1950s before the low-fat craze, but then with the right kinds of fat in the 60s, 70s, even more so in the 70s and 80s, saturated fat was considered public health enemy number one, and that was one reason why we started getting all the trans fats, these partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, which unfortunately turned out to be far worse than the saturated fat they replaced. So, you know, now some people are arguing that saturated fat is a health food. And, you know, I think the truth is likely in the middle. Saturated fat differs. There are many different kinds. The ones in butter are different from the ones in meat. Butter, saturated fat have odd chain lengths, and meat or even chain lengths. And then there's short chain saturated fats like in coconut, and there's long chain. They all have different effects. Too much saturated fat, I believe the research suggests, can be inflammatory. But too, if we try to get rid of all saturated fats, you give up foods that are demonstrably at the top of the list of health, like real dark chocolate, you know, the kind without a lot of sugar, looks really great, and most of the calories from dark chocolate are actually saturated fat. So with the focus on whole foods, we can get out of the nutrient counting and either demonizing fat or glorifying saturated fat, and come up with a balanced program that is reminiscent of the foods that would have supported body weight for generations without us having to count calories or count numbers.
Now, if you look at our food eating habits, there's so many places we can go with our conversation, because this book talked full of information. So the phase one of your work, and how long are the phases? But phase one is conquer cravings. Phase two, retain your fat cells, retrain your fat cells. Phase three, lose weight permanently. Tell me how long the phases are.
Right. Yeah, those are the parts of the subtitle of the book. The main title is Always Hungry with a question mark. So the first phase is 2 weeks, and that we want to really just jump in and retrain those fat cells as quickly as possible, put the body into weight loss mode. Phase two, we bring back whole kernel grains and a touch of added sugar, and then you stay in that phase as your weight comes down to its new lower set point. And then phase three, you get to add back a little bit of processed carbs and play around with the balance, creating a personal prescription that's right for you. We know that one size doesn't fit all, and no diet book author can tell you what's exactly right for you, so we have tracking tools and symptom check sheets to help you find that right balance that gives you maximum flexibility, maximum of benefit with a minimum of deprivation.
The book is Always Hungry by David Ludwig, MD, PhD from Harvard. We'll come back and ask him some specific questions about foods in the diet and other things. And
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, If you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and the Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits
with customized tracking and personalized reminders.
Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health,
because every system in your body depends on water.
People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app.
Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Show, a show that is passionate about letting you take control so that you can manage your health. David Ludwig is our guest author this week. The book, Always Hungry with a Question Mark, is a wonderful book that helps explain the differences in science as well as get you on a very unusual path, that is to retrain your fat cells. And you can, people have asked me about his website. It's drdavidludwig.com, DavidLudwig.com. But he also has a Facebook page where you can follow the diet and learn from it with no commercial interest in mind. David, tell us how to get to that website.
Yes, that's the official Always Hungry book community on Facebook, the official Always Hungry book community. And my wife, who did the recipes and meal plan, she's a gourmet natural food chef, and I oversee it, and we have a group of moderators, and we, you know, help. We've got 3,000 people already who are following the program, sharing recipes, supporting each other. And ultimately, we want to create a grassroots campaign, because after healing ourselves and eating better, we also need to work together to try to make the social environment more supportive of healthy eating, and that's in our communities, also on the national level. And, you know, why aren't we hearing about food policy during the political debates going on now? We're hearing a lot of, you know, stuff that's much less important than chronic disease prevention.
I'm into hearing to doing more with hearing about this, and especially about buddy systems and groups that help one another. I'm actually interested in how you chose that one of the, and by the way, when you go through the book, there's a day-by-day plan and wonderful recipes and ways to make the food, so you don't have to listen. But in the people who listen to my show regularly know that I say that we shouldn't eat egg yolks or carnitine, that is red meat, things with carnitine, lecithin, and choline, because they end up as trimethylamine, which the body converts to the very inflammatory trimethylamine oxide. Tell me, how you got away from that in from that in your own writing, David?
Right. Well, you know, I'll point out that the meal plan does have options for meat and dairy, but we also have vegetarian options as well. And I think there is no clear evidence that, as some would argue now, that we have to get rid of all animal products in order to be healthy, that meat is inherently toxic. And at the same time, I would agree with folks like Colin Campbell that having a plant-based diet, whole foods plant-based diet, is healthy. But there are ethical issues, there are environmental issues, but we didn't want to make that decision for everybody. We give people options for how they want to proceed. Now, in terms of TMAO, that is a very interesting and evolving study. These foods that you mentioned, depending upon your gut microbiome, get converted into substances, TMAO in the blood. It gets absorbed into the blood, and based on some research, suggests that it is very atherogenic. It can increase heart disease risk. But the food that has the highest TMAO of any food that I know is cod and some other fish. These fish use that substance as an antifreeze, basically. And fish consumption, as we know, is pretty consistently associated with protection against heart disease, diabetes, and even weight gain. So I think the whole story there is yet to come out. And eggs themselves, some people are allergic, for some people it can be a bit inflammatory. But for others, I think it can be helpful. And again, we've got to find our own, craft a program that's right for us. And we help people sort of listen to their body and figure out, how to fine tune.
Well, I think I'm not going to disagree with most of what you said, but I do think that the TMA story now is pretty well established rather than being still experimental. Cod is the food with the highest level, but it's not because of the bacteria in your gut causing that. But if you want to eat, this is my own editorial comment for our listeners, if you want to eat fish without TMAO, it's much lower in ocean trout and in salmon, even if the salmon isn't wild. But one of the ways you can tell is if it's got a fishy smell, it's got TMAO in it. So you don't want to have fish that have fishy smells, and it's not the fish produce it. It is actually that they've eaten something that causes TMAO production in them. David, the book is, you've got this community and it's building. How do you use the buddy system? How is it going as far as grabbing a Facebook area and building on it? How are you finding that? Is that difficult? Is it time consuming?
I think community support is on it? So, community support is so important. I mean, even just yesterday, the Pope in his latest statement talked about how stressful life is, how busy everyone is, how isolated so many people are today, and the critical importance of, well, from his perspective, of the church being a gathering place. But there are many places, of course, to gather in society and to support each other, and our Facebook community. We're trying to create a community that's based on a culture of health and support, both personally and then ultimately in our communities, to, you know, to get together with like-minded people in our communities and to demand that schools get rid of the junk food and that they make sure that to reserve enough funding so that they can offer children recreation and after-school physical activities and the like. And then ultimately we all can vote with our we can vote with our fork. And every time we choose to eat the right foods, we give the food industry a powerful message to serve us better if we make the right choices. We also vote with the ballot to get politicians into office that are going to put public health over special interest and private profit. And we've got
David,
to,
there's
we've got
one
to join
quick
together.
Question I should... David, there's one quick question. This person says, I'm giving a talk later today. What should I have right before the talk to give me the most uplifting energy?
Okay, well, if you had lunch, then as a snack, have some real dark chocolate and a few roasted pecans. Make sure it's like, if you really want to do it right, 85%. And that's going to get you, you know, into a nice zone for the talk.
We've been talking with the author of Always Hungry? David Ludwig, a great book. It is wonderful.